You're listening to Confidence on the Go, your go-to podcast for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly and bravely take action in your pursuit of living life to the fullest. I'm your host, confidence coach, and personal trainer, Trish Blackwell, and it's my absolute honor and pleasure to spend some time with you each week to celebrate this beautiful thing called life. Guys, it is Trish, your confidence coach, and I'm just really excited to be bringing you Confidence on the Go. I'm so happy you join me every Tuesday. Maybe this is new to you, and if it's new, I want you to know new posts, new episodes get released every Tuesday. So welcome to the family. I really do consider my listeners family. But we may be states apart, we may be countries apart, we may be continents apart, but we're not hearts apart. I just love being part of this community, and because it's not about me. This is about all of us working together each and every day to become the best version of ourselves, the person who God created us to be, being 1% better each and every day. What I like to call we're the Be More movement, being more of who we can be in our mind, our movement, and our meaning. And that's just another way to say our mentally, physically, and spiritually. So it's progress, not perfection. And little by little, just pouring truth and saturating our minds with truth so that we are becoming the best version of ourselves so that we can have confidence and courage to go contribute to this world in a way that really matters, in a significant way. And we are on episode number 229, Mantras for Courage and Confidence. I am pretty excited about this concept of mantras. And you know, it's not something that I used to believe in. I used to think mantras and affirmations were for I don't want to say the weak, but I mean, if I'm being honest, I probably was like, that's for people who are needy and I'm strong and I'm fine. And it can't make that much, you know, it doesn't really make that much of a difference. And the reality is what I learned is that, you know, the thing I was missing were mantras and confidence and learning that I could control my thoughts. And I used to use the cop-out that I just think this way and this is how I think and my thoughts are my thoughts and I can't help it as this excuse to why I was stuck in life or why I was suffering. And you guys, the reality is that the one thing we do have control in life is our thoughts. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to be thoughts that sneak in that you don't want. It's where we have the control is what thoughts we get to choose to stay or which ones we kick out. And as we grow in this skill set of choosing our thoughts, choosing and inviting in the right thoughts and intentionally thinking the right thoughts becomes more natural and automated, which is where mantras come in. So it really is something, you know, I look back at my athletic career in particular and think, man, I wish I had known what I know now then, because I think I would have had a very different athletic experience and reached even, you know, higher levels of success than I did and that I was really dreaming of. That thing that kept me from those highest levels of success were my thoughts, you guys. They were my mindset. It was my self-belief. It was the sports psychology element of it. So at least, you know, I regret that I didn't know this now then what I know now, but I'm so thankful that I know now what I do know now, right? So that's what we want to talk about today. I want to give you some mantras for confidence and courage. More specifically in this episode, we'll talk about the power of a mantra, how to create a powerful undercurrent mantra that subconsciously leads you to success. And then I'm going to give you some practical suggestions for confidence and courage mantras that you can start using right away today. That's where we're going with this. The other thing, just before we dive into the specific content on these mantras, I do want to remind you that if you haven't yet gotten your quick confidence boost, it is the place to start. If anything that you've found from my coaching and my podcast has been an encouragement to you, I think your next step is to check out the Quick Confidence Boost. And it's a seven-part, 3-minute per day video series where I'm coming right to your inbox, totally free. And we're gonna literally do a 3-minute daily quick confidence boost. Everyone needs confidence, you guys, everyone. I don't care if you're a high-level exec, if you're if you're a professional athlete, or if you are really, you feel like you're really struggling, and someone would assume you need more confidence. I don't care if you're the most confident person in the room or the least confident. We all need confidence coaching. So please jump in and grab this. You get it for free at trishblackwell.com/quick-confidence-boost. And then as always, I'd like to give a quick hello to all my Keep the Faith listeners out there. You guys, thank you for being a part of this extended community of contagious encouragement. And a quick sponsorship note, this podcast is brought to you by my partnership with Beauty Counter. And Beauty Counter is a B Corp company on a mission to get safer products in the hands of everyone. You know, and the reality is that the lack of regulation in the personal care and cosmetic industry is astounding, and it's harming our health in really serious ways. The reality for me, from a personal training standpoint and life coach standpoint, if you're exercising and you're eating well, but you're ignoring this part of your health, you're negating half of your efforts. So we really need to pay attention to the chemicals that we're surrounding ourselves with, what we're putting on our skin. My goodness, what we put on our skin gets absorbed in our bloodstream within 26 seconds. And the rise of a lot of these really dangerous diseases, including cancer, endocrine disruption, infertility, major health issues. More and more doctors and research is pointing to that a lot of it's not genetic, a lot of it is environmentally caused, and that is from the products we use. So here's the bottom line. We need more voices to join up in our mission, and if you want to put your passion to purpose while being generously compensated, I'd love to start a conversation with you about what it means to be involved with Beauty Counter and do what I do and educate and empower and share this message and share these beautiful products. You can reach out to me by sending me an email, trish@trishblackwell.com, or you can go check out some products for yourself and shop it up and enjoy what I think are the most beautiful products out there. You can shop for your own Beauty Counter collection at beautycounter.com/Trish Blackwell. Okay, on that note, let's dive into these mantras and visualization. And again, I told you already that I was averse to this. I don't know. I think I was close-minded and I thought it was just too woo-woo kind of, you know, like that it wouldn't make that much of a difference in my life to be really attentive and self-aware of my thoughts. And I was preparing this episode, I realized that my first memory of like visualization was when I was in high school. I went to a boarding school, an all-girls boarding school in a small town in Virginia called Chatham Hall. And it happened to be located directly across the street. I mean, it was a two-stoplight town, y'all. On one side of Main Street, on the hill, was Chatham Hall. On the other side of Main Street, on another hill, actually it was in the valley, was Hargrave Military Academy. And so Hargrave had a beautiful, like one of the best pools in the state of Virginia at that time, Olympic 50-meter pool. And it was, being swimming was the main focus of my life at that point, competitive swimming, one of the reasons I went to Chatham Hall. So the two schools were not allowed to fraternize with one another. But if you were a swimmer, you obviously were allowed to because you had to go to Hargrave to train. So we got to swim with the boys, we got to hang out with the boys, and I got some great coaching. And Hargrave hired some really excellent coaches, and they invested. I can remember being at Hargrave. I remember instead of swimming one day, we showed up to practice, you know, and it was like five of us. There were about five or six girls, and there were about 25 guys, right? And they're all in their uniform. We didn't have a uniform. And they're on their uniforms. And instead of getting into the pool, coach said, go upstairs. We're going to this meeting room. Everybody's laying on the floor. And we did 30 minutes of like race day visualization. And I remember wanting it to make it work. Like I remember being so desperate to go, okay, I've heard of this before. I understand this is sports psychology. I understand that this is what the champions of swimming do, what the greats do. And I was trying to visualize perfect starts, perfect turns, perfect technique, perfect races, the certain times. And, and the reality is, like, I'm sure it helped, but I really didn't do it consistently enough. It was more of a novelty at that point. And then really, I don't remember really focusing on mantras or visualization until it was another 10 years. I was recovering from my eating disorder, and I realized at that point, and that's right, actually when I was starting to do marathons and started training for my first Ironman, half Ironmans and Ironman, and I was working with a coach who was a dear friend of mine who gave me some really great books and would just work on my mindset in training and in my races. And I went back to some of this, what I had originally learned in high school, and was realizing, my goodness, this has not only helped me be mentally tough in doing these endurance events, but if I can apply this to my personal growth and my healing, it could transform my life. And so I began getting this deeper understanding as I was recovering from my eating disorder and recovering from some pain that was going on in my life, and really starting to master endurance training. And then it was also coincidentally, I was also starting and launching the beginnings of my blogging and my business and my whole entrepreneurial career, and realized, okay, my goodness, what I'm learning that's applying to running, biking, and swimming right now is also applicable not only to my healing and recovering from, you know, rewriting who I am and who I, how I see myself, but also projecting who I can be as I become this new version of myself and create a business and dream and lifestyle of my own that, that really makes an impact. And so it ended up being, I mean, honestly, I think it's the only reason I'm still doing what I do, because I learned a lot of this mindset training and mantras and just confidence when I was starting my entrepreneurial pursuits. And now, because I've seen that it is such an integral part of my, of how I can feel successful every day, it's become an everyday part of life for me. And so here's what I want to share with you. That's kind of my story of how I came about to it. And it's something a mantra has no, I want to put this out there. There's no like religious affiliation to it. You can attach your own faith and your own beliefs to it. What's important about a mantra is that fundamentally you believe and you know that you have power over your thoughts. And that is one of the greatest gifts and tools that we have. And at the end of the day, excuse me, got the hiccups. At the end of the day, the only thing that keeps you from success in life is your own thoughts, your own self-limiting thoughts. And so if you can master those, you can become and do anything that you want to in this world. And what's interesting about mantras and affirmations is I think they come from two places. They come from both yourself and from others. And I think when you, so like I have a lot of mantras and affirmations that I've learned that have been passed and spoken on to me from mentors or teachers. And then there's ones I've created for myself. And so when you're thinking about this for yourself, I want you to realize that there's two ways that you can look at that. They're going to come from others and they can come from you. And so that is and the power of a mantra, that just to summarize what I'm saying here is, for me, the power of mantras is really, it really activates the power of training and owning your thoughts. It's the power of control that you have and the power of possibility. Now, here's something underlying each mantra. There's deep within something to think about of what main belief system do you have in life? And when you're thinking about, okay, if I'm going to create a mantra, I'm going to start believing in something. You got to think about what are your old, I like to, in my book, Insecurity Detox, which came out last year, if you haven't yet read it, go check it out. It's on Amazon, anywhere books are sold, in a bookstore, or you can just go look at the website, insecuritydetox.com, or you can check out on my own website, trishblackwell.com. But there's a whole chapter I wrote in there on old tapes and how much of what keeps us insecure and limited in life and not at full capacity are these old tapes that we're listening to. And the reality is that cassette tapes is what I'm talking about. And I want you to think about this as like, all right, in an MP3 digital world, you're still listening to cassette tapes. And that's true about most of us, because that we're still playing over the same pain points, the same tapes, the same things that somebody said to us 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And here's the deal. It's time to get rid of the tapes. It's time to upgrade systems. And that's what a lot of this mindset training is, and training your thoughts, and what a mantra can help you do. And so as you're thinking about mantras and affirmations and how to change the way you think about yourself and about your possibilities in life to change your level of courage and confidence, you have to first identify what are the old tapes that you listen to and what do they say. And then I want you to assess what kind of influences are you putting in your life. The fact that you're listening to a show like this tells me you're putting some good influences into your life, you know. But what are you reading? What are you listening to? What are you watching? All those things, they add up and they make a difference in our soul and how we think and what we think is possible. It's just so funny. This is such a simple concept, but it took me 10 years to really take ownership of it and to realize that I kind of felt silly repeating something over and over to myself daily, because there were times when I would believe it, but not really, which is where I wanted to kind of get with this like undercurrent mantra. Like, you know, I promised you we were going to talk today about how to create a powerful undercurrent mantra that's going to subconsciously lead you to success. And what I mean by that is you have to start somewhere. And when you create a mantra or a new belief system for yourself, it's not going to feel comfortable because it's not familiar. So the more you say it, the more you write it, the more you repeat it, the more you meditate on it, the more you pray over it, the more you focus on repeating it over and over, it will become part of who you are. And you will then, it will subconsciously lead you to success. And, you know, for me, when I first started in the fitness industry, I started out at a Gold's Gym as a personal trainer, and I had no confidence. I didn't know what I was doing. And I had some great mentors there, and they said to me, Trish, like, we're going to, and I didn't know how to sell. A lot of my, 100% of my job was based on sales, and I barely knew how to put together workouts. And I just had, you know, I was still fighting a little bit of remnants of my eating disorder and my body image dysmorphia. And I thought, oh my gosh, I don't have a perfect six pack. I'm not qualified to be training people like this. Okay. So what happened was I had two mentors who were like, look, they saw me do, I just connected authentically in my first couple of sales, and I happened to have some good luck. So I sold well, and I didn't know what I was doing. But they said to me, Trish, you're a gold mine. We're going to call you Goldmine Trish. Everything you do turns to gold. We want you to tell yourself that. And so I went that night and I changed all my passwords to Goldmine Trish, or like Goldmine One or something where Goldmine was in it. And I started telling myself every day, I'm great at sales. Everything I touch turns to gold. I did not believe it. I want to emphasize, I did not believe it. I thought it was just like, hey, I mean, at this point, it was a point of desperation. I had to make this work. I was in a financial pickle. I really needed to make this work. I needed to pay my parents back a bunch of money. I was at a point where I had to make it work. And so this was the only way I knew how. And you guys, I faked it until I made it. And it's true. And it didn't fake it till I made it. I thought it until I became it. And it really did work. I became the best at sales that I could have ever hoped. I hit company records. I got tons of bonuses. I got promotions. I changed companies. I had offers to be a regional director of sales. Sales became this like, oh, she's this amazing salesperson. It started with me not believing in myself, but believing in the power of mantra over and over, and surrounding myself subconsciously with that mantra all the time, so that I could reframe and rethink about myself, so that I could make myself be successful in an area I wasn't sure if I could be. I'll tell you, if that doesn't tell you the power of mantra, I don't know what will, but it led me from being in debt to my parents to creating a six-figure business for myself in the fitness industry. Before I was in my late 20s, before the age of 30, when I thought I was a nobody, right? When I was still struggling with confidence. So I share that with you to encourage you, like when you're thinking about a mantra, that you have to realize that a lot of this is not going to feel comfortable at first, but the repetition over and over again is going to make the world of a difference. And, I wanted to share specifically some mantras for you to be able to put into practice right away. And let me scroll to these here in my notes. Before I share them, I want to share with you this too. I think that one of the most encouraging things about thinking about yourself and then your future and the potential is that when you think about the future, you have to realize that your future is molded by the things that you think about right now. And I think it's amazing if you study positive psychology or any of this kind of these new psychology developments that are being discovered and shared. Neuroplasticity of the brain is this really hot within the last two decades topic of, that there's this flexibility of thinking, that our mind and our brain has the ability to change how we think. And so that's called neuroplasticity, that there's this malleableness to it. And so thanks to this neuroplasticity of the brain, we can train our thoughts to create the lives we want to live. And a simple way to start training your mind is to meditate on mantras. And so here's the list I put together to help you cultivate a mindset of confidence. And here's the thing, you guys, this list is by no means comprehensive, but it is a great start to create a foundation of truth in your mind. And I hope that these confidence mantras will help you rewrite and override any negative mantras that you might be holding on to the past. And the more you think on them, say them out loud, pray over them, or journal through them, the more you will instill them deep into your psyche, solidifying them as truth. And now as I say that, I realize I didn't mention this earlier, but I want you to realize that the things you don't even realize this, but you already ascribe to mantras, because anything you think repeatedly is a mantra, becomes some part of who you are. And so a lot of us are stuck, or we've labeled ourselves certain things, and those are mantras based off of false beliefs or limited beliefs. And so we're going to remove negative mantras and replace them with positive and affirming mantras that are going to serve you and serve the world. So here are I don't know. Let's see. I have about 15 or 20 of them. Let me number them so I can tell you how many we have here. That way I don't get lost as I work through them. Here we go. Okay. We have 16. Okay. Here's confidence mantra number one. And I'm going to have these in the show notes for you, which will be available, at trishblackwell.com/229. Here they are. Here's 16. Number one, I'm confident and able to do anything. I encourage you guys to go to the show notes and print these up, or pick your top three and write these out for yourself. I'm confident and able to do anything. Number two, I am beautiful, created by God, and perfect in His eyes. Number three, I'm capable of doing hard things. I love that one. Number four, I am gifted with a mind that is flexible and malleable in thinking. I am not stuck in my ways or in who I was. Number five, I am a work in progress and I celebrate my growth rather than obsess over perfection. So again, I am a work in progress and I celebrate my growth rather than obsess over perfection. Number six, I am one of one. One of one. Number seven, I am filled with forgiveness towards those who have hurt me or limited me in the past. Number eight, I am grateful for every breath of life I am given, and I'm committed to celebrating life. Number nine, I am not discouraged by rejection or setbacks, and I embrace them as opportunities for growth. Number 10, I am stress-free and open to the possibilities of life. Number 11, I am smarter than I give myself credit for, and I'm learning more every day. I mean, I feel good just rereading these, you guys. Number 12, I'm not defined by my past, but rather refined by it. Number 13, I am patient and at peace in the season I am in. Number 14, I am relentlessly positive and optimistic about what the future holds. Number 15, I am a light of love and am committed to sharing that love with everyone I can. And then finally, number 16, I am a voice of encouragement to those around me. My voice matters. And here's, I want to just leave this with this thought with you. I need you to know that you can train your brain. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. I do care what you've gone through, but I don't care what you've gone through in relationship to how you think about life, because you have the power today to change your thoughts about things that have happened to you, about how you can grow from them, that about the gifts and blessings that there are in them, and then how you can leverage change in this world because of what you've experienced. Your story is so unique and so powerful, and it's something that needs to be shared. And when you share it, then you open yourself to cultivating and contributing in a way that matters. And I just am so thankful that something so simple, this tool of just thinking the right way and daily getting up. I mean, I have to do this daily, you guys. Training your thoughts is a daily thing. It's like brushing your teeth. Like, you, just like your teeth get dirty, your mind gets dirty. And so it's a quick brush up, right? So it shouldn't feel like this is this like, oh, it's another task or an obligation I need to do or something. Oh, I wish I was beyond this. There's no being beyond brushing your teeth. There's no being beyond training your thoughts or being cognizant of how you think and how you want to think and looking for those changes. So I want to encourage you that this is a really fun and exciting process, nothing to feel overwhelmed by or worried over. So that is that. And then here's my deal. I really encourage you, I think, highlight three confidence mantras that you're going to put together for yourself. And, you know, You may be a little bit like me, like where you can remember somebody saying, I want you to visualize success and train your thoughts and think better thoughts. And then you tried, but it didn't work. And I want you to realize that you are now somebody different than who you were then. It was hard for me at first to start training my thoughts and then to think I could create a business helping people do that and training confidence and courage in the lives of people when I struggled with it so much and I struggled to learn how to do it. it doesn't matter how long you've struggled or not, everyone is capable of doing this. It's just, there's just a turnaround and a shift that will happen. So I hope that makes sense. And, you know, sometimes we're just not emotionally ready. So I look at that time in my life, I just didn't have the tools. I didn't have the right mantras. I didn't have the right mentors, and I didn't have the right mindset. Now I do. And I also was still in denial, thinking I didn't have control over my thoughts. I now know that I do. I was still playing the blame game of, you know, this was the eating disorder's thought, or this was my parents' fault, or this was, and I, when I finally took ownership of everything, everything in my thoughts changed as well. So you guys, that's it for today's content. I hope this was encouraging to you. It's a short and sweet message. I do have one quick announcement before we dive into our listener of the episode. If you're not yet in the College of Confidence, I just love it. It's like it's such an amazing community of people who are just powering through and leveling up their thoughts and their life and their, and doing crazy, amazing things in their businesses and in their lives and in their relationships and in their community. So if you haven't yet grabbed a chair and joined us, I think it's time. So come join us at trishblackwell.com/college. And if you have any questions, you just want to know if it's the right fit for you, I'm here for you. I'm very happy to answer any questions you might have about whether or not the College of Confidence is right for you. Just shoot me an email. My email address is trish@trishblackwell.com. And finally, let's highlight our listener of the episode. Our listener is Andrea Sawyer. And Andrea wrote me an email, and I just wanted to share. It was just awesome because she just said some nice words, but also because she has a question and I wanted to highlight it and answer it for anybody else out there who might have that same question. She said, "Trish, I cannot tell you how much you and your Be More movement has positively impacted my life over the past year. I remember that in an episode of yours back at the beginning of the year, you mentioned your favorite calendar planner, and I was wondering if you could share the name of it now. Thank you for your support and encouragement through my daily challenges, Andrea Sawyer." And Andrea, thank you. I'm so honored and blessed to be a part of your life. And I'm so happy that the past year, like changing the way you think and hearing some of the challenges that we talk about here on the show has really impacted your life in such a positive and profound way. So that is amazing. Thank you for sharing that with me, because that like fills my soul. Like that helps me keep showing up every week for you guys. So thank you. And then yes, to answer your question, and I know I did answer you an email, but I do want to answer this because I think it's such an amazing tool and resource, and I love it. It's my passion planner. It's passionplanner.com, PassionPlanner.com. And I love it because it's got some notes for what's your focus of the week, what's your quote, what are the quote of the week, here are your personal goals, your professional goals, here's some notes section. It's a very positive, passion-based planner. Mine's a pretty like pink coral color, and they come in all a bunch of different colors, but I've used it now for, this is my second year using it. I really, really love it. So passionplanner.com is a great tool source for you guys. And hey, it's got space in that planner for you to write your mantras, for your affirmations, for your mindset training. So it's a great tool that goes in line with today's episode. All right, guys, that's it for today. Please share this show with somebody else that you love, that you think is ready to start training their mind and their thoughts and to change their life for the better. When we change our lives for the better, we change the lives of others for the better as well. All right, guys, go out there today. Go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free. Thanks for listening. You can get more confidence resources at trishblackwell.com. If you love the show, let me know. Write a review in iTunes or send me an email at trish@trishblackwell.com. Take your confidence to a new level by downloading my free daily guide to confidence, The Confidence Roadmap. You can grab your free roadmap at trishblackwell.com/roadmap. And you know what? I'm thankful for you. Yes, you. So thanks for being you. Now go share the best of you with the world.